I didn't even need this word myself, but it's where the two parts of the house come together and makes a corner.
That,
You know about it, Sonny.
Well, it's been so long, this is going way back.
That's right. That's right. Did you ever plow?
No, ma'am, I didn't ever plow because I had a cousin that his father died and mother, and so he was with us, and I had two brothers, and we had two mules, and so they took care of the plow, and I never had a plow in it. But I have seen women plow.
Did they have some kind of a tool that they would have to go back over the field?
Harrows and things like this, kind of smoothing the ground. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How about something that they could put the plows on and tools and carry them out?
Yes, they had, they called it a little drag. That's what they stole the tools up to get them to where they would go use them for work.
Okay. And how about a little cart that had a wheel on it that you could push around?
Wheelbarrows? Well, yes, we would have those.
Did they make them themselves?
Well, most of the times when I was in my childhood, they'd make them and try to get them a wheel, you know, from somewhere to put on it. Yes, ma'am, they were handmade because that was about the way we had to make about everything that we used.
I talked to a lady yesterday who told me they even made their own wheels for them out of a piece of wood.
Yes, ma'am, that have been done.
And how about to sharpen the tools, like axes?
Well, we use files for that, and then I've heard people talk about they would use a rock sometime about sharpening something, a wet rock. And they just have the sharp knives and things like that.
Okay. Did you grow any hay?
Yes, ma'am.
How often would you cut it?
Once a year.
Just once?
Once a year, in the fall of the year. And before we started in the hay business, we'd plant corn, you know. And in the fall of the year, the last part of the summer, we'd have to go out and strip the blades from the corn stalks for our hay, for our animals. And I was so glad whenever they went to planting hay.
Well, I got some questions about corn here.
Oh, you have? Well, yeah. I went too fast. I didn't
know. How about at the top? You know, at the top of the corn stalk, there's this little thing that hangs
tassel.
Up. Okay. Now, what about on the ears of corn?
The silks.
That
would come out.
And on the outside, you got a...
The shuck.
Now, did you have some corn that you would eat? And
yes, ma'am. We have what we call the early corn. Plant the early corn because it would come before the field corn if we would plant. And we'd eat that until it was gone. And then we'd start on the later corn. It seemed like it never would be as good as the early corn.
Okay. Now, how about when you, when they were going to plow or hook up the mules to a wagon or something? Do you know how they were attached?
Well, it has been so long.